I now give the floor to His Excellency Youssef bin Alawi bin Abdullah, Minister responsible for Foreign Affairs of Oman.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. At the outset, I would like to congratulate you and your friendly country, the Slovak Republic, on your election as president of the 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly. We are confident that your vast experience and competence in the political realm will enable you to steer the work of this session to a successful conclusion. We're also delighted to express our appreciation to your predecessor, Peter Thompson, of the Republic of Fiji, for the commendable effort he made during his presidency of the 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly. It's equally a pleasure to congratulate His Excellency Antonio Guterres on his election as Secretary General of the United Nations, wishing him all the success in his noble task. We would like to assure him of the Sultanate of Oman's readiness to cooperate with him and all members of the United Nations to achieve its noble purposes and objectives, foremost being the maintenance of international peace and security. Mr. President, earlier civilizations flourished in parallel with mankind's belief in divine books, which created a set of values and principles for cooperation, coexistence, knowledge and scientific exchange, among others. We believe that religious and cultural heritage, along with the values of civilizations, do enrich and enhance our understanding of peace. Therefore, we should not overlook such a heritage, as it's an important mean to disseminate the culture of peace and coexistence throughout the world. Mr. President, in our foreign policy and international relations, we adopt an approach based on supporting peace, coexistence, tolerance, dialogue, and close cooperation with all nations and peoples. The Sultanate of Oman is also committed to the principles of rightness, justice, equality, non-interference in the internal affairs of other countries, and the peaceful settlement of disputes based on the principles of the United Nations Charter and the rules of international law. This would boost confidence-building measures and mutual respect of the sovereignty of states. It would promote good neighborliness in a way that enables states to maintain security, stability, and prosperity. Therefore, we call upon all states to support peace effort and join hands to spread peace as a global culture at all levels. Peace and dialogue are of vital importance for humankind. Achieving peace and dialogue is a collective responsibility. The United Nations is vested with the responsibility to lead in that direction. However, it needs the support of the international community to put forward national and international interests. This cannot be achieved without mandating the United Nations with a strong role, the role it needs to protect the world from conflicts and wars. Political and economic conflicts represent a failure of the international community in lending support to the least developed states. This led to many problems and conflicts, like the global migration from different continents and the spread of chaos, upheavals, troubles, and instability in many parts of the world. The economic slowdown and the drop in global trade have exacerbated these problems, especially in developing countries, which have been negatively affected within the framework of the WTO agreements. The organization had a limited ability to achieve its primary goals of building the capacities of the developing states in international trade. We believe that the demand of some parties to gain a larger share in the global trade or to implement isolationist or protectionist policies would aggravate problems and increase tensions throughout the world. Accordingly, we believe that it is of high importance that the international community would adopt a new vision that would achieve justice and expand common interest while helping developing nations to reach higher levels of sustainable development. This can be achieved if the member states adhered to the principles of the United Nations Charter and avoided unilateral decisions or policies. The United Nations must once again lead the path towards peace. Its agencies should play a more active role in the development process in order to achieve sustainable development. From this podium, we would like to call upon all states to make further effort and cooperate to help the United Nations restore its pivotal role in international relations. We also look forward to a more vital role to be played by the United Nations Secretary General to achieve the objectives and purposes of the United Nations. We support the Secretary General in his effort to reinforce and reactivate the role of the organization and to bring international peace and security to the world. We also call upon the international community to spread the culture of dialogue and understanding, to peacefully settle disputes and tensions in the world with a spirit of responsibility and credibility. We therefore consider it of great importance to look into the causes of weaknesses in international policies and adopt a more effective approach to settle regional and international problems, climate change and other issues that affect the security and stability of the world. On this basis, we invite the United Nations and the international community to shoulder their responsibilities and strive to achieve peace and prevent conflicts or wars and settle differences through dialogue and other peaceful means. In this respect, my country renews its readiness to work with the United Nations to build a new world of security and stability. Your Excellency, the world is witnessing new transformations in the scientific and technological realms affecting people's lives. There is also a steady growth in population. Therefore, we stress the need to adopt a new perspective to establish a global partnership that would benefit from such advanced technologies and scientific progress. The global breakthrough in technology that was achieved also through the signing of the Paris Climate Change Agreement is an important gain for humanity. It should be noted that several natural disasters struck the world, which should convince all states that it is in their interest to adhere to the above-mentioned agreement. Mr. President, the outcome document of the 2010 Review Conference of the Parties to the Treaty of the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons indicated that the resolution adopted by the 1995 Review and Extension Conference on the establishment of a Middle East zone free from nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction remains in force until it achieves all its objectives. In this vein, my country supports all international efforts to draft a binding instrument that would cover the loopholes that emerged in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. This document is of high importance as it would help the international community to get rid of weapons of mass destruction. Mr. President, my country denounces terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, regardless of its justifications. Based on our adherence to the UN Charter, which calls for the maintenance of international peace and security, we support all efforts aimed at confronting such a scourge through taking the appropriate measures based on the relevant Arab, Islamic and international resolutions, treaties and agreements. Your Excellency, Mr. President, the world is facing real challenges that must be countered through a unified stance to respond to the aspirations of mankind. Hence, we believe that harnessing the true meaning of partnership and common destiny among members of the international community is the most appropriate means to achieve such a goal. We wish all the success to this session. Peace and blessings of God be upon you.
I thank the Minister responsible for Foreign Affairs of Oman for his statement.